Hello, creators. Welcome to the Money in XXX podcast, the podcast by creators for creators. We are brought to you by Minx Digital. Check us out for all your creator course and marketing service needs. Our website is Minx Digital, MINXXXDigital.com. And follow us on all social channels, MINX Social. I'm your host, Stella Sky, and today we are joined by JR and Jasmine Cruz. And I met these two down in Exotica in Miami. And Jasmine and I pretty much hit it off right away. I love her. She's got great energy. So welcome to the show, guys. And I would love for you to give us just a quick intro telling us a little bit about yourselves and how did you get into adult content creation?
Ladies first.
Oh, you put me on the spot. Yeah, great. Okay, so my name is Jasmine Cruz, and I do love chocolate sometimes. I'm just kidding. So if you want to donate some chocolate candy to me. But anyway.
I was going to say, definitely be specific, because there's plenty of chocolate out there that'd be willing to donate.
Not like that. No, but Jasmine Cruz, I'm a content creator, and I've loved this industry. I got into it because of curiosity. And the truth is, I'm a sex addict. And that is why I'm into porn. He gave me the idea of doing this so that to channel my crazy energy, you know, sexually, physically, mentally, and erotically.
Yeah, I could do a channel for your natural energies. I like that.
And
how about you, JR? Yeah.
So I'm JR Cruz, aka Mr. Sexy Buns. I'm fortunately married to this beautiful woman right here, even though she didn't think about throwing that into our introduction, but I'll just hold on to that for later.
Oops.
I'm going to take them brownie points and I'm just going to store them away.
How long have you guys been married?
20 years.
Almost 19.
19.
Dang. Oh, congrats.
That's a lot of sex, ladies and gentlemen.
It adds up. Yeah, lot. How long have you been making like content for all of that?
When did that start? So she's been doing content for probably about 4 years now, but really didn't get into it to trying to actually really make it a career until about a year ago, just before FetishCon. And then every once in a while, I started kind of jumping in and donating my dick for content when she was shooting. And then she was like, you know, you can fuck other people too. And I was like, wait, what? Is that a trap? And she was like, no. She encouraged me to jump in the mix as well. And now that I'm retired from the Army, I am good to go.
Yeah. Wait, so, okay, I was under the impression you guys were, like, in the swinger scene before you got into doing content creation. But yeah, it seems like it went the other way around?
No. So we were in the swinger community, but that was, like, lifestyle versus as a career move. So, like, we've been lifestyle for over a decade, but we hadn't done, like, content creation till recently. Yes.
Oh, and then, sorry, before we go too far, do you guys want to plug your socials and where can everybody find you?
Mine is Jasmine, JazMineCruz, XXX.com.
Jasmine Cruz with Z, XXX.com. Yes.
That will take you to her link tree and all of her socials. You can find my stuff on MrSexyBuns.com.
Nice.
Twitters are JR_Cruz2020 and Jasmine Cruz OFF1. Jasmine Cruz Modeling on Instagram and Mr. Sexy Buns 2022. Yeah, 2022 on Insta.
He created mine. I created his Instagram. We kind of swapped. That's why we're confused.
I love that you guys are very like supportive of each other and work together and collaborate together. Cause not everybody has that with their relationship. If they're in a relationship, you know, it's really difficult. So I love seeing that, you know, when there's like a couple that's like really like, you know, crushing it together. Like they've teamed up because you are, you know, they say like, you know, alone you can go fast, but together you can go far.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. So yeah, so you guys do all types of content. You do solo and you do stuff together with just you two, and you do stuff collaborate with other creators. So how do you guys, for the other creators out there, how do you go about doing that where you're both like respectful of each other's boundaries? Because that can get really tricky.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is my background has been modeling for 5 years. So with the practice with the camera and how the photographers angled me and doing scenes, it comes natural. So now it feels good on my end, an adventure and challenge to help him with angles, how to position the woman, and it turns me on. So it's also the creativity around it, the artistic side of it. And also it's fun for me to watch him getting doing fun love scenes. So yeah. It's all in one. It's like the whole package.
Yeah. And then of course, communication is the key in all of that. And trust, because a lot of people, they get that, that EGO going.
What's that EGO?
Ego.
Oh, ego. Oh, that's
I'm so the same thing.
That's okay. And one of the great things about her being unfiltered is she'll just ask the questions. I'm more of the, I'll be like, wait, so what is that thing? And I'll hop on Google, so, but no, so trusting that, you know, this is a job and this is, I mean, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. I love my job, but you know, that's not like we're trying to replace each other.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And you know, you have that mindset, right? That it is work. It's for a job. It's not like, but you enjoy it as well.
It was pleasure.
You have a job that's your.
Wasn't it pleasure too?
It's the beautiful juxtaposition of pleasure and financial.
Especially
benefit.
in your case, yeah, that's with right, everything.
That's right. But yeah, no, that's like the biggest thing is, you know, talking to your partner about it and making sure that you guys respect boundaries, but then also trying to make sure you put yourself in each other's shoes too, because otherwise it can be challenging if like you're on one level, but then your partner doesn't respect you to allow you to be on that same level. Like that's where things can kind of get a little tricky. I don't want to throw too much out there, obviously, because there are some people in that scenario and I don't want to alienate anybody or make someone feel like we're being derogatory necessarily. It's just really that's not where we are in this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not without like, yeah, you don't have to like talk somebody down, but there are situations that people find themselves in, you know, even myself, like my boyfriend isn't a content creator on his own. He's like strictly just in my content, and it definitely can pose some interesting situations or, you know, like I do have to make sure things are okay with him because it's important to me to like respect his boundaries first. It's not just about like what the fans want or what I want, because if I did what my fans want,
right,
I would not just be sleeping with my boyfriend.
I know. That was a saddening blow for somebody over here, but you know, we'll put that to the side. But no, like 100%. the other part that brings up is that, you know, respecting each other, but also respecting your coworkers, your colleagues, that, you know, you got to respect their boundaries as well. You certainly don't want to try to push them into it. You may jokingly throw something in there every once in a while, but you certainly don't want to make them even get the idea that you're trying to force something or push their boundaries.
Right. Yeah. And that would just be, you know, if somebody were to do that, I feel like that would just be so toxic to their career, because word would spread so fast. You know, people would talk that, you know, this person to create with, you know, doesn't respect consent or went over my boundaries that we discussed or something like that. So, yeah, not really a recipe for success on that person's end, but yeah, really important stuff. And then you guys are also parents, yes?
We are.
So that's a lot to juggle, because you also travel a lot for this. You guys are all over the place. So how do you like keep the balance? Because that is something I'm amazed. Like, I don't have kids, so I don't have to do all of this juggling. I can't imagine. How do you do it?
Alcohol.
No. He's joking. He's joking. We designate, I call it a Sunday fun day, as corny as it sounds, but it allows us to designate a specific day that the family, we get to choose together what we want to do. If I have a daughter and we have two sons as well. So if the sons want to hang with daddy, they can, or my daughter with mommy, or all of us together. We're actually going to have a time together this October. It's the first time in a long time, past few months, we've been on the grind. And we said, you know what, we got to pause and have spent quality time with our kids, especially their teenagers. So it's a very detrimental age that I think they're not going to be this age forever. But we want to be able to be there for them, supportive, and enjoy life, not just, okay, we're going to work, make money. It's you need a good support system. And I do need my me time to be crazy and silly and have my fun times doing my reels.
Yeah. But you recognize that, which is awesome. And being a teenager is some formative ass years.
Yeah. Yes.
Actually, a lot of their family fun time typically nowadays with them being teenagers consists of them spending time with others or just in their rooms without us. So we don't actually. Yeah. I mean, realistically, it just similar. And we talk to them. We make sure that they're okay. We do our little kind of we just do check-ins and make sure that they're doing right. Seeing and really kind of trying to keep those lines of communication open so that they can tell us when something's getting to them or whatever.
Yeah. Good at this.
I try.
Let me switch gears on you a little bit and talk about kind of what brought us together, which is basically marketing, right? Because we were talking about marketing stuff. So tell me kind of about what has been working for you in a sense of before, because I know we met up and we kind of got you a little bit more going on your TikTok stuff.
For me.
And I see that's been going good. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I've been trying to make it more relaxed and not do overs. Uh-huh. I think that was one thing you told me, be a little bit more natural. So I just let it go and let it flow. And I just said, well, I'm doing it differently, but I'm also just keeping it simple. I think before I worked way too hard, put too much energy. And I think I see how TikToks are. And I took what you said, took what JR said. And I'm thinking, I'm dancing way too much. I'm putting too much energy. And the more effortless my dancing is, I've gotten more compliments. I was like, wait a minute. But, I'm making it more relaxed.
Well, part of it too is just knowing what your audience is. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
The dances are cool and all that stuff, but we're also, not teenagers or in our mid 20s. So
I just,
we got to make sure we know what our audience is looking for also.
I know for me now, my audience just wants me to walk in a locker room and wear a bikini and smile.
Pick up dudes. Her biggest views are picking up guys over
lifting carries. Yeah.
I love those. I love your lifting carries. But walking. That's exactly it. Cause that's so uniquely you, Jasmine. That's something you do. That's your thing. Yeah.
And so porn stars. You see, that's what I do.
Well, and you see how your audience responds to when you're doing what you do, right? They love that. And those are things that you don't have to think about for a long period of time or rehearse, right? You just get to be you. And I think the more you just show up and be yourself like that, I think you'll keep seeing that, shine through, that your audience will go, oh, awesome. I love her. The more you can show you all TikTok or getting into that. Tell me about other marketing that you've used in the past.
We used Twitter a lot.
We used Twitter a lot. Yeah, we did. Facebook. Didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit, Twitter, but not much. Twitter was kind of our big one.
Helped us a chunk of it. I don't know if you know Daisy Fox and what's the other one? Her husband?
Oh, just Jesse.
And Jesse. They're the ones that helped revamp my Twitter. So we met them and they're in.
Well, OnlyFans. It wasn't so much the Twitter.
She looked at my Twitter and she made an observation and said, I've been to the club. Why don't you showcase your energy and your crazy down to earth bubbly personality into your social media? I was like, what do you mean? I've seen your OnlyFans. I've seen your Twitter. You're so mundane. Hey guys, this is Jasmine. And then I see her at the club. I'm Jasmine and I'm really good at the dance on the dance floor. She's like, that's what you got to bring. And I want to show them what you do in the morning, show your crazy, goofy side of you. And all of a sudden, it just, the audience, the people started getting more traffic. And I was going by what I thought what they wanted when I had no idea that that's what they really wanted. And to me, to show a lot of myself to others, it was a new thing for me because I didn't have the proper networking capability or support system to say, hey, this is what you should do. We just happened to run into people and we needed help. So we were just looking for others that were successful saying, hey, what do we need to do? And we need guidance.
Yeah. And using that to draw them to our other sites, you know, our paywall sites. So yeah. Like our, you know, clips are doing more for to try to push our clips for sale, our loyal fans, only fans, all of the fans, many vids and all that different stuff. Because it was like, if they don't see it elsewhere, at least like little bits and teasers of it, then they don't know where they're going to, that even you have content that they want to then go out and purchase.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what marketing is all about, right? Like you can't, just because you have an OnlyFans, you know, nobody's going to find you.
And the first 4 years, no one really knew me either. Yeah. So they didn't really know who I was. And they're like, what? You were on this for the first 4 years? I said, well, I didn't know how to advertise myself. And then we started to work with people that were in social media that were already acting, doing fetish and porn and all that stuff. So that's where his idea was, like, why don't we work with people who are in it? And maybe if they see us, then we'll get noticed. And that's how it all bloomed.
Well, and the other key thing that I think kind of goes hand in hand with marketing is networking. You know, going out and meeting people, not being timid to be who you are and introduce yourself to others, because that's how you get more visibility from other audiences and build your own audience. And you know, when you build those relationships with other people that are in the industry, they're going to want to do like, oh, well, let's take a little, I don't know, something for Twitter and tag you, or they'll repost it. And that more and more you get to see that as well. You know, like with you, you came right up to the booth and was like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. I would love to talk to who's in charge of Cox Models and, you know, kind of give them an idea of what I do and see if we can do some business together. And I was like, oh, right this way.
Yeah. You know, right. It never hurts to ask. And, you know, from my experience, everybody in this industry is pretty nice and welcoming. There hasn't been really anybody that I've gone up and talked to. Like a lot of these people I go up and talk to at expos and stuff, they end up becoming friends. So yeah, networking, huge. Going out, go to expos, meet people. Obviously meet strangers off the internet in a safe way, everybody.
Yes.
But but if you're at an expo, especially something like that,
fun stuff.
Right, yeah. Let's be safe. But yeah. It's always better to make those connections with people for sure. And get your name out there and people can help you. I mean, it sounds amazing what that person did for you, because basically you grew your Twitter organically, which is incredibly difficult. It's so difficult. I really struggle with actually Twitter myself. I'm not like a Twitter pro, because to me, the layout, the way the threads work, it's not my, like, I'm a TikTok pro for sure. Instagram, I understand. But, you know, not everybody has the skills, and we can all collaborate and teach each other. Like, there's no reason that we have to struggle when we all have little pieces of information, right?
No gatekeeping.
Yeah.
That's where I was going to say, just like, and then researching and reaching out to people. You know, like the CEO, Sex Work CEO is another one on Twitter that Melrose is an amazing, amazing woman, and is just so generous with sharing her knowledge and trying to pass it around to other people too. So having people like that, and Steph Sia, and just all these amazing people. Like, we've got a buddy of ours from Royal Empire Media who just kind of, we become very, very close friends now. And one of the things was just, he realized that, you know, I have absolutely no no shame and no issues introducing myself to anybody. So he would kind of also use that little opportunity to kind of jump in when he'd see me like talking to somebody. And like I said, every time, like I will 100%, if you're next to me, like, please, you know, I will introduce you to whoever I'm speaking to, because I want you guys, I want everybody that to know everybody.
Yeah, I think that's great. And yeah, I think kind of what you said was, you know, to be generous with your time. And I think
we're just making faces. Right?
Well, I think, you know, so being generous with your time with other creators, right? Because I'll tell you what doesn't deserve generous amounts of time is fans that are bugging you for free. I think spend your generous free time on the people in the industry. Let the fans pay you for your time. And then that free time that you want to give, that's what we give back to the community with, because that way you'll get those never-ending returns, you know? Because gosh, are there people that want your time donated to them sometimes? Oh,
yeah. Or they jump on your live and just say the same things. Like, we got this one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who like follows both of us. And if we're either doing a live or we're on someone else's live, dude just pops up out of nowhere. Hey, trample Mr. Sexy Buns. Hey, I want to see him get trampled. Hey, wouldn't you want to trample anybody? Hey, trample.
I don't trample anyone.
It's like, oh my gosh. Like, dude.
Like, I'm a gentle. Come on. Chick. I don't want to trample or hurt anyone.
Well, okay. Well, speaking of, so the trolls, the people that come through, I actually had somebody this morning report my TikTok live and got it banned because I muted them because they were saying like mean stuff in the comments. And I think it's actually because, like, I was thinking about it, and I think it's because I read their comment back out loud. And I said, like, this is because they said, like, I really hope this girl gets a life or something. And I like read it back. And then I was like, please don't say stuff like that in my live, and then muted them. And then like 2 seconds later, banned.
It's so ridiculous though. Like they should take, like, they have enough people working there. They should take the time to look and see who the people are. Yeah,
who are
doing
these
this.
Moderators that they say they're moderating?
Like, if you're going to report something after you.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
These are fake moderators.
And then when you appeal it, they should. Again, take it into context, take a look at, you know, who clicked report, and it's like, oh, well, they're the one that's saying these horrible freaking things. Why the hell are you still saying, like, we violated your terms of service?
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, let that be a lesson. Everybody make secondary accounts and always keep it clean. That way, if they do ban you, I will have my appeal. I will have my ban lifted, but you know, it's not the first, it's not the last, but the only reason I get it back is because I keep it clean. But all that to say, I was going to ask you guys in regards to trolls and the like, what are other things that kind of irk you about the industry?
You start.
Oh, I have to go first. Yes.
Yeah, Jasmine, I want to hear you more.
Yeah.
What irks me in the industry?
Yeah.
I guess, that's a tough question because as far as I know, mine was just the trolls and comments that, that's a big deal because my Instagram actually got deleted at 21K. My TikTok, it was actually my third or fourth TikTok at 11K. I just hit 11K like within a few months ago. And it was actually my hard work, my dancing trends, my craziness, my genuineness. And I'm not going to lie, it actually made me teary eyed. So, because, you know, all my heart, my passion, I love to dance. I draw cartoons, everything that people invested in me. I did live streams of drawing, dancing. It took a toll on me. So that irked me the most because, I don't know how to get them back. I think Hugh had mentioned to go back on the desktop and see if I can appeal it, but I don't think I've done it.
Yeah, yet, always appeal. Always appeal the bands.
Yeah.
At least give it a shot.
Yeah. I did appeal the ones on TikTok. I don't know if I did the one on Instagram, but overall what I did was maybe I told JR, I just started a clean slate. I'm doing what you told me, and JR, keep it clean, vanilla. I put hashtag smile, hashtag happy, good vibes. And so far with what you guys advised for the last 4 months, I have not gotten banned, like knock on wood. So, and everyone's like, why you're not all super sexy? And then like what you said with the pole dancing, I put pole fitness. I put fitness, like you said. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, a video's still on, because it has nothing to do with working at the club. So I think you telling me and informing me as well as JR, just knowing how to illustrate how it's presented in your platform.
Yes.
So,
and like, look at it through the eyes of basically like a computer looking at it, because yes, that's what's happening. A computer is scanning it and it's going, does this seem like it's a nude person? Uh-huh. Is this like a sex act? And as long as it doesn't, okay, to a computer, right? Because it's not a person reviewing, right, your TikTok. It's the AI that they use.
Oh, okay. Now
so
makes sense.
Just think of it from that perspective. Yeah. And same, it's the exact same thing with Instagram. So when you're looking at your Instagram posts, just looking at your page, just think to yourself, like, would a computer scan this and think this is sexual content? And it doesn't matter what you think, right? If the algorithm, if the computers that are running this algorithm, if that's what they see, it will get flagged. So just, you know, take that. There's go be wild on Twitter, right? Like there are places, right, that you can do that, but there are some places that it's probably not worth the risk.
Right. Well, even there sometimes, I mean, like that's something that irks me is a lot of the social media stuff in general, but like the shadow banning and all this, yes, stuff is like, mm-hmm, especially on Twitter. Cause you can, even on Instagram and stuff, like you can, you can go into your settings and set it so, like, if you don't want to see NSFW type stuff on your Twitter feed, you don't have to. Like, if there's that button, why would you then all of a sudden be like, oh, well, your stuff's not suitable for work, so
right,
we're just going to be...
Or, like, not or tell you.
Yeah.
So like, at least Instagram tells you now.
Yeah. But even, I mean, that's another one is, like, there's some people that just seem to get away with, like, anything. Like, dude, there's people I see every once in a while.
That's what irks us.
I've been deleting a couple accounts that I would follow. Like, sometimes I'll follow people not paying attention or think I was following somebody else. And they'll be on live and, like, straight up actual, like, sex on an Instagram live. Yeah. There'll be, like, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people on a live. And some people, like, they're out there, they're taking their boobs out and stuff. Like, ooh. But then, like, you just gesture
I'll
something.
I'll have to tell you later. I have the tea on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll definitely need you to spill that later. but no, it just like all of those things that it's not like if it's supposed to be creating an environment for creators to be out there and be themselves and all of that, then do that. Don't then, you know, allow other people or, you know, once you hit, like, say, 100,000 followers, all of a sudden you can do no wrong.
Right. There's definitely some favoritism like that or, like, verified people like, you know, really huge creators, mm-hmm, like Eliza Rose Watson. She's enormous. She's got millions of followers. But no shade at all to her. I see ninnies on her Instagram every day. And I'm so curious how she does that.
Yeah.
Like, how does that pass through? Yeah. How does that pass?
Like not hating on the models. It's being
no,
upset
I'm
with
not
the,
at all.
With the,
it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instagram,
I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the social media people in general, not the individuals. Because hey, if they're gonna let them get away with it, I mean, I sure as heck would.
No, more power to her. Yeah. She's actually a genius at marketing. Yeah. I just don't understand.
Exactly.
That's all. I don't get it. But the lives is definitely a whole nother beast. It's very different. Same thing with your stories. The way that your stories are monitored is very different than what lives on your page. So I'll say this for everybody, this portion of the tea, which is keep your main page, the things that live on your Instagram forever, keep that squeaky clean. Okay. You can definitely like go ahead, post your bikini pics in your like story. Be careful because even sometimes just like lingerie shoots or bikini shoots with a lot of ass in them, those will get flagged. And I know that from personal experience with photographers that I know that they post, it's a photography page and they're posting the pictures they take and it's a bikini. But there's just that ass is too big. And so Instagram will flag it and delete their account. So main page, keep it so clean. Keep it so clean. If you care about that account, if it's a burner, do whatever you want. Well, other than things that annoy us, what are things that you love about the industry and what keeps you around?
What I really love about it is I've gained so many great friendships, just like you.
Yes.
And I think that although whether or not I do content or not, like we talked about networking, I really feel like after I do a scene with someone, it doesn't just go by a business transaction. It goes beyond that. So that one day they might say, hey, do you know so-and-so? Maybe I could do a scene with her. It's always happened. They're like, okay, like me and JR would be like, yeah, we could bring you guys together or do it separately or however you want. It just gets us excited because not only do we get to like, you know, help others, but they'll help us too and say, well, there's this model or we want to do a scene with that couple too. Why don't you introduce? So it's like that's something I enjoy, the whole networking side. I also enjoy, I don't know, I do like the role play. So I have like a Dr. Hot Wife series. I'll talk about that later. So I play that role and I like when he role plays, like we love the acting side of it. And I think sex scene is great. You could do gonzo, but I think with the structure and the whole strips, like we love to write the scripts out and share our ideas and we're both cheesy and corny. That's how we are together. So, and we like the actors that are in our film to create that creation, their creativity, imagination, and set it in the story too. We don't want to say, hey, you have to say these lines. I rather them improv and say, hey, bring in your cheesy, corny self too. And maybe that's why I love doing what I'm doing. And I've got obviously high energy. So like JR and you yes. would say, I'm always all over the place thinking, moving, and I'm, you know, always thinking about others or myself and what's the next move to make it fun.
Yeah.
You were totally that way. Yeah, the creative is probably one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, as well as just like she said, the friends. We've made so many friends now that are just, oh, they're awesome. They're all awesome.
Yeah, we have more friends in Florida than in our own state. Yeah. That's crazy.
True.
They're like, you live in Florida? No, we just go there because we work a lot.
Yeah.
But they think we're from Florida.
Yeah. And then I really like the production side of it, too. Like, even though I'm also acting in a lot of it, I like coming up with scenarios and then knowing the people that we're working with, I'll play off of their strengths. Or like, it's like one of our good friends, Johnny Blaster, who's down in Tampa. Great dude, amazing talent. Just in general is really more stoic and very guarded, until you can kind of, unless you can break him out of that shell. But so because of that, then I'll, create that role for him in whatever we're making to where it fits. So he's just, you know, he's not monotone, but he just kind of talks like this, very short, not a lot of things said. But so when we did a scene with Ray Ray and Johnny, I played his dad. And so I had Jasmine and Ray Ray. They wanted to play more and I had to go to work. So I made sure that my, son stepped in and, you know, filled his father's shoes. So I was like, you know, hey, Johnny, you got to go to work. But your stepmom and her friend are here. She told her friend all about him, about you. So, you know, just go ahead and hop in there and go do see what you can do to help him out. You know? And so because of that, so I told him like, once he walks in, just say that, you know, say my dad said you needed some help. And so he walks in and, like,
give him the one small line.
And so playing like, you know, as if he was, you know, like as if he was my son, you know, younger and just wanting to play video games or whatever. So he walks in, he's like, oh, Dad said you needed help. And then they both just kind of like, oh, we sure did, Johnny. And they just kind of went to it. You know, it was perfect.
It's because you know teenagers well enough to know that that was a very realistic line. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Dad said
you needed help. I think that's great. And like, you know, I wish I could be creative with scripts like that. And I am so not. And that's
only because you haven't spent enough time around us yet.
Yeah.
I would love for that to rub off on me. Because
it's going to happen. I know it.
Just come cruising with the cruises.
Definitely. Come cruising.
I do need to cruise with the cruises. let's see. So, you know, your advice to a newcomer, what would it be? Because I love hearing what everybody would kind of volunteer if there was somebody in their life said, hey, I want to get started. What kind of advice would you give them?
My best advice would probably be try to, like we talked about, networking, get yourself out there, get to know people, especially who are successful, because that's how we started. We started to talk to them, ask questions. They gave us their knowledge, and now to share that knowledge is what I like to tell people. Share your knowledge, tell them your experience so they can you can empathize with them and say, hey, this is how I started. And then educate them about the different social medias, because I always get that question. I was like, well, the first thing is, what social media do you have? Start it today or tomorrow, because your face, your voice gets carried even just a little bit. People want your personality, and trust yourself and have faith and believe in your talent. I think, like JR had told me, it was a very emotional time for me, and I cried. I was really depressed, had anxiety. I actually gave up. I was about to give up OnlyFans, and I said, who wants to see this? It's not working for me. And he's like, somebody wants to see that. It's like, well, how do I get there? I'm got to give up. He's like, well, you just started in like the first 3 months. It takes people sometimes years. So it's taken me years, 5 years actually, to find the right place and define where I'm at, where I'm happy and doing. And the passion and what you love is, it's good. People are going to feed on that. So make sure you're doing it with something you're passionate about. And stick with it is what I suggest.
I would go with, be patient. Rome wasn't built in a day and all those other silly platitudes. But remember, like, this is, it's still a job. Like, this does take work and effort. You're not going to just come in and be like, oh, I'll show my boobs real quick and I'll be a millionaire, or, you know,
money.
Yeah, exactly. There's work that goes into it. There's research, you know, and then patience and be like, reach out, learn from others, learn from other mistakes so you don't make those same mistakes. And then also don't take advantage of other people. Like, yes, network with those that are, you know, already making it, already being great, successful and stuff like that, you know, but don't seek them out just so that you can, you know, ride their coattails. Actually be a genuine person, be a good person to them. Let them know. Yeah. Generous. Let them know who you are, and show that you have something to share. Maybe it's not, you know, a million followers, but you have something to contribute to that space.
Yeah. Man, that absolutely. Was better
than mine. Yeah. No, I think those are all like really good, really true. Cause I think, you know, we all kind of experience at one point or another that person that does take advantage of you. And it's just such a bad feeling, you know? It's not good. And then that person, you know, you kind of cut them out and, you know, it's kind of just like what we were talking about, you know, in the beginning about, like, if you try and pull some shit at a shoot, like, people are going to talk. And the same thing, if you're this person taking advantage of people, people are going to talk, like, word's going to get around. So it does not behoove you to be like that. So don't be that person.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Pay it forward, y'all.
Yes.
Absolutely. So what is on your dream board, guys? What do you envision for the next 5 years, 10 years? Where are you taking this train?
Well, we'd like to be producing. We'd like to be on the other side of it. And we'll be we want to hire the models, the actors, and the talents. And then we get to have a script, and or we could, like I said, have them improv. And we would like to mentor others. we started from nothing, ground zero. We want to, I know, but I'm just saying mentorship. It's like teach others what we've learned, do tutorials, maybe write out like, I love teaching. So does he. So I probably have like a board or a notebook and, you know, have my little notepad and then just educate them about the what to do, how to keep it a safe environment, boundaries, and aware of, you know, just predators. What to look out for, predators and trolls, and how to, you know, like you said, how to arrange your social media. Like, I would like to help them too once I get better at Minx Digital.
So I would say one of the big things, mentorship, obviously being part of it, having 20 years in the military, that part of me, that leadership is going to always kind of stand out and make me want to not just be better, but prepare the next generation, because we can't do this forever, you know? So for those, like, I want to try to create my own set of like shoot houses that have a mentorship aspect to it. So like, say a few newbies of both like photographer, videographer wise, and then also talent, and then have a couple, you know, higher, like well-known, more established, photographers, producers, talent and stuff like that to kind of be there so that you all get to collab and create stuff and walk away with things, but also that you then can build a relationship where you've got someone that you can always reach out to, if you need help or if you need to know something, or if you're just trying to make sure you're having that extra person to do the common sense check. You know, we have people that we can call at any time and just, you know, say, hey, like, this is a scenario we're going on. What are your thoughts, or what do you think we should do? And so I want everybody that's in here to have that, to have the ability to do things safely, and all grow together.
Yes. Oh, so much love and respect for you guys. I think that's so great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I love to see in other people, is that, you know, they go, oh, I've come all this way, this is what I've learned, and I want to help other people grow and excel in that too. And another really important thing I think you touched on there, which was, that you do want to understand the reality when you get into this industry, that this is not a forever industry. I mean, no industry is, but there's more of a timestamp kind of on this than others. Like, you might extend that longer. You might end up being, you know, a 50-year-old MILF still producing, but
not MILF, but DILF that I'm kind of going for.
MILFs and DILFs.
That's right. That's right.
All of our MILFs, DILFs, and, TILFs, them ILFs.
There you go. So, there you go. Gotta respect
this. MILF will be filth.
Filthy, milfy. But yeah, so like, you know, understand that like there might come a time that you want to go beyond that, and to plan for that. Don't let that moment surprise you, you know. But not to say that there aren't people with thriving careers that have been very long and extended. You know, I'm close with Maxine X. She's been doing this for almost 20 years. She was telling me about selling VHSs. But those are the people with the knowledge that, oh my gosh, they have such valuable knowledge.
Yeah.
Really good stuff to learn from.
Definitely.
So when you guys are like brainstorming your scripts, how do you go about it? Is it like spontaneous? Do you have like a process that you go through?
He told me a great idea, because I'm always thinking, my brain just always does it wherever you go. But he told me to write in the notes of my cell phone. So one day I was very ambitious and I had like 3 pages and I had to call my friend Ray Ray. I'm like, I have this idea for your gangbang girl. I'm going to be the Asian gangbang girl. And he's like, stop right there. Write this down. So all the ideas for the fetish that he's done at Fetish Con, all the ideas for my Dr. Hot Wife scenes, a lot of it was from me just sitting down writing it. And he's great at producing it. So he'll look at the idea, analyze it. He does the nerdy part where he structures it out, how my face is.
Why's it going to be a nerdy part?
Because you know the facial expressions.
I'm.
You know how to do the, like, the acting with my face, like you make me pause and say, you pause, slow down when you say that. Don't say, okay, we're ready to have sex now. You don't say
that. That's more technical. That's not necessarily nerdy.
I mean, technical. Yes. Technical.
I mean, there is a nerdy side to me, but that's more for specific characters. You know, so I don't.
The technical side. He's really good at,
you know,
taking the script and breaking it down to how it should all become a really nice storyline. He just knows.
So, you know, we take a lot of road trips as well. So like that's where a lot of my best thinking is just like, sometimes I'll just turn off the noise. She'll be passed out, either snoring or talking about chicken or baked goods. Awesome. And I'll just kind of be thinking, and then like I'll text myself or text a friend, and just like little cryptic things too. Not always like a complete thought, but it'll just be like
that can be dangerous sometimes.
Yeah. Well, so our friends that are in the industry, like they know, like, oh, JR's brainstorming again. You know, so yeah. Like, one of the ones that I came up with the other day was I just texted somebody. I said, you got the wrong kind of happy ending. So basically it would be more
with
of a
no context.
Yeah, absolutely no context until later. So as I'm like still, and that's typically how that'll work sometimes, is they'll then take that and they'll call me back and be like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like,
what about?
They're like, yeah, what about the wrong kind of happy ending? And I'm like, oh, I had this idea about this and that. And then I get to talk it out with somebody, and then, you know.
Yeah, I like that's such a nice, valuable technique. I've been using something similar lately that I will name drop again, the sex CEO. I totally picked this up from her, which was using my Telegram. I have a chat that is just myself. And I'll send TikTok videos. I write my ideas in there, and it's basically texting myself, but it's in a chat and I can search it. But texting your friends and then your friends call you and you guys talk about it, I think is also amazing.
Right. Plus then it's somebody that might want to also be in whatever that topic is that we're doing too.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So. I think that's great. It was even, I was like thinking as you were telling me, Jasmine, like the texting and stuff, I was like, I should have a chat with me and Jasmine, and like, we can invite Ray Ray or whoever, and we can just shoot ideas in there. I think that would be awesome.
Yes.
Totally.
But yeah, like I have terrible memory sometimes as well. So that's the other reason that she'll like, especially if I'm thinking about other things at the time, to be like, oh, JR, let's do, so I want to do this, and I want to do this, and this, and this, and I'm like, no, babe, whoa, write it down, and then we can sort it out from there.
I'm just very passionate.
And I love that. I 100% love it. It just, I'm not ready to receive that much extra outside thing.
You just like that stimulation better.
Oh, you know, I love that stimulation.
But. Finish each other's sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yes. That's why I love you right there.
But I mean, Jasmine, I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of creators, especially female creators, you know, this is just my theory, but I do think that it attracts a lot of people who think very similarly or kind of have a similar predisposition. Not to say that there aren't, you know, creators of all mindsets and types out there, but I myself am like energetic and my mind is going a million miles an hour. So I think like people can learn from you. Like it's important to share your experience. People can learn from you like, oh my gosh, I feel like my mind's going 100 miles an hour. Like see if trying what you do to harness that, because it is about harnessing it. It's not about changing who you are. We're not trying to make you a different person. We're trying to help you channel your person into what it's meant to be.
And things rub off. So some of my friends that were like very to themselves, introverts, or what I learned from my son's SAT word, E-F-A-C-E. I can open them up to be very energetic and down to earth to the quiet types. And then all of a sudden they hang around me. They're like, oh my God, you're rubbing off of me. I'm talking to people more. I'm like getting all jittery and happy and excited. I'm like, that's a great thing. I want that. You know, I don't want to create you that way, but you're doing that because you did it yourself. I didn't change you.
And that's, yeah, trying to channel her, that's been like kind of, because we're also very similar in that, like, we're both very like ADD, mine's going a million miles a minute. And like, I've learned what helps me channel that. And so trying to get her to then utilize those same tools, hopefully they work. You know, like, you remember I showed you my whole list of all the different things in the Mr. Sexy Bun universe, so to speak. So that was, I mean, that was like just 15 minutes of just kind of all of a sudden I hit the stride and I just started typing stuff down. So I have all of that to slowly kind of grow out into. Just launched a new store for a femdom bullying studio. So it's basically, I have two characters right now that are in it, and it's, you know, Nerdy Buns, which, you know, I have my pants pulled up to like my navel, and, you know, and I
just, you know, like, I'm always just a very nice and genuine person, but for whatever reason, all of these pretty girls, all they ever want to do is just like beat me up and pull my underwear over my head. And I don't get it, but I try to deal with it the best I can, but, you know,
also monetize it. And then, I've got a old man buns that's coming out, and it'll just be this kind of older fella that just is so irritated with now this new generation of kids that they just are always on the Twitter and looking up the TikToks and all this. And then they'll, you know, take me down and it's, oh, shut up, old man buns. And then, you know, whatever.
Knock you over.
Oh, my angina. Yep. My sciatica.
My hips.
Yep. All of that.
Broke a hip again.
Fractures.
You know. Just little things like that. So that's going to be specifically just those type of things.
I like it a lot. Wow. You guys, just talking to you is so inspiring.
And he has that. And I have the Dr. Hot Wife series. Yeah. I'm the sexual addiction therapist.
I love Dr. Hot Wife.
Dr. Hot Wife is fantastic.
That's my.
Who doesn't play doctor? I feel like if you didn't play doctor at one point, yeah, growing
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Her other one that she's building up, that we're designing for her, is
what?
Professor Hot Wife.
Oh, yeah, Professor Hot Wife.
The PhD advisor.
She knows the college.
Yeah. Well, so she's the professor.
She's got a PhD.
She's a PhD advisor for these younger generation of folks that are building their thesis. Or that's what it is. Doctoral thesis advisor. So, you know, just like, she really actually in real life is turned on by intellect and smart. So when
brainiac,
so as she's like there trying to help mentor them, and they're just like talking about
your medulla oblongata. It's just so hard and big.
Oh, you're talking about all of these different bones. There's a bone I'd really like to have right now.
Nice and
you
hard.
Know, just like as they're talking about it, and it's just like, oh, what was that about the Pythagorean theorem?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Wait, but you guys, you quadratic know what PhD formulas. Stands for, right?
What? The pretty huge dick, or I think there's a couple others, and I'm just like, my mind's just not firing right now.
No, that was the one I meant.
That was the one? I see what's on your mind right
she's
now.
She's a PhD inspector, there advisor. That's the new word for size queen now, is PhD advisor.
I like it.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. I like it.
I'm a PhD advisor. when you're working with others, it's really important that safety comes first. So mm-hmm. there's two ends to safety, right? There's like your physical safety testing.
Yep.
But then there's the other side, which is legal safety and yep. making sure everybody's covered and protected. So how do you guys go about making sure that you're keeping everything kind of in line, so to speak?
So on the physical side is, mm-hmm. you know, just like making sure that everybody's got their TTS or clear ID and verifying that everything that's out there, double checking against not just like pass and all of that. Cause I mean, you know, they're great and everything, but I'd really look more into trend of, I'm sorry, I'm, I don't know.
burping.
Yeah. Indigestion. The, like, from like Johns Hopkins and like, the Mayo Clinic and other people that are spending specifically on the diseases, the infections, the whatever else is next. You know, just knowing what to do to prevent your, to help to be preventative in your, and safety. as far as like legal and stuff like that, obviously, you know, we're getting everybody's IDs and we're filling out our consent forms and the 2257 and all of that. Cause that's really, really big deal. Especially for those of us that play like the, I don't want to say age play, but it's just like, you know, your role as like a MILF or a DILF or the stepdad or whatever. So that the younger people, like, you got to make sure they're not too young because that can really kind of screw you over. Or, you know, just the fact that like, you just gotta be, you always have to make sure you cover all your bases because
you don't want to, yeah. Because there's race play, there's age play, and
yeah,
well, there's certain things that we don't do. Yeah.
Right. And then going over all of those types of things ahead of time as well. Like, okay, making sure after all of that admin stuff is done, going through boundaries, going through, you know, what are no's, what are hard versus soft. Because those are actually something I've only recently learned.
Yeah, we just learned that. Someone sent us an email.
Hard limits versus soft limits.
We didn't know what that was before.
So hard limits are just like 100% absolutely no. A soft limit is more of, depending on what the context is, they might be willing to, but it's not something that like they're 100% like, yes. You know, for me, pegging is a hard no. That's one of my hard limits, you know. Things like spanking and pain type stuff is more of a soft limit because it depends on like the duration of it. It depends on the context of it. Like I'm not really into pain so much, but you know, depending on what it is, like. So like I get a lot of requests for like smacking videos and people like smacking me with stuff. So, you know, I'll say, hey, look, you know, like we'll do this, try to be as gentle, but look real as possible. You know, I would much rather be really good at faking it rather than it actually hurting and then doing it for real, you know, like,
yeah.
So, and if people aren't willing to do that, you know, that's fine. We just won't shoot that specific type of thing.
Yeah. Right.
So but you don't, different, yeah, did that you clarify respect it a little
the boundary.
Bit? Yeah. Did that make sense though? With hard versus soft?
Yeah, totally. Like there's some things that like, okay, the context, I think the hitting one is interesting too. Cause I'm not really, I'm not into pain.
Yeah.
Some people totally are, right. But I do like the flogging stuff and those things are okay. Especially like professional DOMs, the way they do those things, it's not really like painful unless you're asking for it. Like there is such a way that those things can be done that aren't that way. So, and I think that's important also for a lot of new creators is, you know, if you do have those soft no's, like know how you want to negotiate that. I think I told this story on another podcast where, I heard about a girl that, or I saw her on TikTok actually, and she was making these like, somebody wanted her to film videos of her stepping on real live snails. But she didn't want to do that. So she made these little tin foil things and filled them with like, I think like mayo and like mustard and maybe a little ketchup. Yeah. And she squished the tinfoil snails. And I was like, that's so awesome. Cause she knew that she was okay doing the squishing, right? It was, she knew where her boundary was on that particular topic. So like same applies for you and spanking. You know where, ooh, you know where you sit on that. So you're able to go, okay, well, you know, if it comes to that, this is where I'm okay. This is where I'm not. But that's something I really push for new creators, people who are in this, is just, you have to be really clear with yourself before
Absolutely. You
get yourself in that situation. Cause you can't take it back.
Yeah.
You know, once the snail is squished, it's squished.
Yeah.
Or it's escargot.
I'm just kidding. That's after the snail has been steamed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's absolutely an important thing too, because there's a lot of traumas that are associated with, for example, people's kinks sometimes can be from, that's how they work out their past traumas. And so if you're not careful with that, like, and go within your limits, that can reopen that into a whole nother thing that could be really not where you want to be in your life. You know, and then if you are allow yourself to be pushed past whatever your boundaries are, then that resentment can start to dwindle, can start to fester. And then that's a whole, that can also, you know, eat away at you too. And yeah, a lot of people
it can be
and
career
that's
where, ending.
Yeah. Well, that's where a lot of those like people that are having to take like these mental health breaks, not saying that there's anything wrong with that. You should absolutely, if you need to, take it, but you know, also try to avoid things that might build that, you know?
Right. Yeah, it takes an awareness for sure.
Yeah.
And then also for the people who are new and listening, where do you go about getting your legal forms? Do you have a resource that you use for things? How does somebody who wants to do that in-person content, what are the steps necessary there?
So there's a multitude of options out there, reaching out to others who have forms done up. There's my adult attorney, Barry, I can never remember his name. It ends in Steen.
Let me look him up.
He's on, he's been on Melrose's thing a couple of times.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it's like the adult attorney or my adult attorney or something like that. So you can get those built specifically for you, for whatever your, company is. Or there's other generic ones out there. Like I've borrowed one from Connor and from Connor Cox. He has a generic one that he'll use that I've taken a copy of. I've used one with my buddy Mark from Blazed Studios. So reach out to people that have them and either they'll share with you what they have or share with you like a way to go about it, but just making sure that you're bouncing off of somebody, if not specifically an attorney, at least somebody that got something built directly from their attorney.
Yeah.
So that you're not, so you don't think you're safe, but then find out you're not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so either have an attorney who specializes in adult content, filming, find an attorney to either write up contracts for you. I actually believe Melrose has on her site also some linked resources for downloading forms as well. And then the other thing is with a lot of websites, OnlyFans, I know will allow you to download and send out. Why can't I think of the word?
Their forms.
Their forms specifically. Release. Right. That's it, the model release. Yeah. So like if you were an OnlyFans model, that wouldn't help you. Say if you were also posting to like ManyVids or Pornhub in addition to that. But for example, if you were just an OnlyFans creator, you can do that. And the other person doesn't need to be an OnlyFans creator.
True.
You can email it to them.
It'll create that link on there too. There's a link that you can use to send that to somebody that can then fill it out and put it right there.
Yes. Yep. But it's really important you have those forms, guys, because otherwise somebody's going to come a knocking eventually to get that taken down. And then you're not able to make money off that content, which is a big old bummer. But also, yeah, you want to make sure everybody is 18 and yada, yada. It's for everybody's safety. But also, so yeah, you don't want to end up not just safe, but out of jail.
Yeah, that too.
Right. We don't want to go to prison.
Mm-mm.
So if you met another couple who were thinking about getting into this space, I know we were talking about like for a new person, but specifically for couples, since you guys are unique in that way, you know, what kind of lessons that you've learned would you kind of share with them? What would you advise that couple?
For me, it would be, like he discussed, open lines of communication, that trustworthiness, that loyalty, knowing that you have a strong relationship with each other and doing what we're doing is for business purposes. So people, I know there's envy, jealousy. There can be, oh, he does this better. But the way he put it, I'm very competitive. She can show you to improve your ways of doing that. So I was like, oh, you're right. So you could probably be better than her. And then I'm like, I sure can. So to me is, and also the boundaries part, because when we first started, I was very nervous doing my very first, it was like our swap, couple swap, or doing a scene, like a porn scene, because I had anxiety, he had anxiety. We were working with people that were like professional porn stars. And here we are going, are we doing this wrong? How does this work? So we want to help them and learn about the lighting, angles, how to do the sex scenes with the right type of angles and your facial expressions. So when I first started, I kept my leg or my arm would cover, you know, the camera or my area down there, my private area.
And it's tough sometimes to stop in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, in like the pro studios, a lot of times they will actually like, okay, cut, stop, do this, not this. Okay, go. And I, you know, that works for some. It doesn't really work for me. I mean, it's just not my preference. So there's a lot of, I'll kind of go through what that is. And when you find like a natural stopping point, then I'll say, hey, you know, okay, this is something that I need you to work with. You know, I'll try to at least whatever I can get off of that scene. If I got to reshoot or shoot later, you know, you can always merge stuff together, use some editing type things. So, yeah. So just kind of, like, you know, get the content. If it's usable, use it. If it's not actually usable to sell, it's a teaching opportunity of, yes. Hey, look, afterwards we can look and, hey, look, this is something that we need to work on. This is, don't have your leg like this, have your leg like that so that you can actually see the pussy, you know?
Yeah.
Or, hey, like one of my biggest struggles is like, when we're shooting a scene, like I get into my head about like making sure that I'm like pleasing the girl that I'm shooting with, you know, which is great, but most people don't want to see her legs in my head just,
right.
You know,
I know,
like they want to see the actual thing. So, you know,
like, yeah.
Head to the side and kind of go on the outside of it, you know, so you can actually see. Cause that's, yeah. Otherwise, I mean, who wants to just,
we all want to just bury, right. We would all love to just bury our face in something.
Exactly.
You do have to think about what looks good on camera. It's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
So I think maybe, yeah, especially for those couples out there looking to make content, it's not as simple as just setting up a camera while you two go at it like you usually do.
Yeah.
Like if you want to produce good content as a couple, there is some preparation.
Yeah. Now there is some, there is a market out there for that more amateur type shoot.
Oh my gosh. Right.
So, I mean, that's
car.
Yeah. I mean, so that's fine. You know, if that's what you want to shoot, but you know, like if it's not working for you, then, you know, don't be upset, you know, learn.
Let me ask my wrap up question, JR and Jasmine. Tell me your one golden nugget about working in the adult industry for everybody who's listening right now.
Okay. Mine would be, be real, be genuine. Be genuine, be the best version of yourself. Mm. People feed on your behavior, how you conduct yourself. And there's always going to be an audience, but don't try to fake and try to be someone you're not. And that's what he told me. And I guess being the best version of myself, whether it being goofy, crazy, nutty, fun loving, he said, show that because that's the real you, whether or not
you maybe dial it back a little bit.
What?
And back a little.
And it's my passion. I'm a really kind person, genuine, and I like I said, I get over ambitious and passionate. And it's because that's just my personality, and
yeah,
that's my golden.
That's
egg
totally
roll. It's my is, golden egg is, roll, y'all.
I love it. That's like the theme of this podcast.
What, egg
just
rolls?
Just be yourself.
Oh, be yourself. Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh.
I would say in networking and respect. Respect yourself. Respect others. Respect boundaries. Respect limits. And respect the people
respect
in
your,
general.
Your wife.
Or, you know, just a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Like, no, just be a good person. Don't be a douche.
Thank you guys for coming on my podcast, The Money in XXX, JR and Jasmine Cruz. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you. You are too.
Drop your email or your website one more time. It's
Jasmine Cruz.
Mr. Sexy Buns.
JasmineCruzXXX.com.
And MrSexyBuns.com. MR SCXYBONS.
MrSexyBuns.com and right. Jasmine Cruz, XXX.com. And it's Jasmine with a Z. Yes. It's G-A-Z-min and Cruz with a Z. Double Zs. Yeah. I'm sure we're going to have some great content for this one. I love you guys so much. I will talk with you on the other side. Yes. And then until then, yes. Mwah. Take care. Be fruitful. Thank you for listening to the Money in XXX podcast. We are brought to you by Minx Digital. You can find all our socials, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Minx Social, M-I-N-X Social. I'm your host, Stella Skye. Thank you for listening with us today and looking forward to our next podcast.